tiny people. Imagine this as a 14-year-old. Less hair, a bit smaller. I attended a school called St. Mark's Community School in Talla in Dublin. That's in Ireland, for those of you who don't know where this accent's from. And the class I was in, well, they were a bunch of messers. They'd giggle at anything. Anything would set us off at the most unexpected time and the most unwanted time, like, say, a funeral. Now, one Monday, we came in, and Jody Byrne, our teacher, sat us down and said, "Lads, terrible news. Our classmate Derek Dawson's dad had died on the weekend in a terrible car accident." And Jody had thought, you know what? I'll teach these guys a lesson, a life lesson, and we'll attend the funeral to pay respects to the family and to Derek. So Thursday rolled around, and the bus arrived at the school, and we all piled on. And it brought us down to St. Dominic's Church in Talla Village, a big old Gothic church. And we got off into the car park, and Jody got us all around. He said, "Now listen, lads, it's a serious business." This mic's all over the place. "It's a serious business. None of you are messing. Do you hear me? None of you are messing. You, Eamon, no messing. Are we cool, lads? Are we cool?" "Not that cool, Phil. Let's go." And we went into the church. And the sorrow and the misery in the church. I mean, churches in general are miserable places. Big cavernous spaces with statues contorted, stuck to the walls. But this place was packed, full of friends and family and acquaintances and work colleagues. They were all crying and sobbing. And it weighed heavy on us. And the class shuffled down the aisle to the place reserved for us just up the front. And just as we got there, where we had to turn into the pews, Derek stood up at the front and stared at us. And his face was just blank. It was just expressionless. There was nothing there. And we didn't know what to do. We were 14. We weren't prepared for that sort of grief or misery. So the lad that was at the front of the queue, he just stared at Derek. And then he just went to a seat. So the rest of us thought, well, this is the thing to do. We get to the mark and just go, next, and to the seat. One lad got a bit carried away, and he was like, well, he did know the whole family. We sat down in the pews. And then the organ started. Such sorrowful. The music was so bad. And the priest took the altar, all dressed in black with his big black hat. "In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you're gathered here today to say goodbye to our brother, Kevin Dawson. Oh Lord, take him into your bosom." "For you are the one true God, the Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth." And on and on and on he went. We were 14. Someone should have let us go for a run outside, have a breath of fresh air or something. The misery, the tension, the mass was just getting to us. And anything would have set us off. And it did. What happened next was an old dear was up. Sorry, I'm an old deer now. But an old deer was up on the pulpit. She was given saying some prayer, Corinthians on postcards or something. I'm not sure. And as she was coming down the steps of the altar, she tripped. Now, she didn't fall. She just tripped. But when she tripped, she made this sound. She went, nah! Just like, nah! As if the Lamb of God was repeating on her. And the lad in front of me, with his hand over his mouth, was like, I think she just, she nearly fell. And he tried to keep it in. He did. He really tried. But his shoulders were just giving it away. And all of a sudden, the whole lot of us, like a wildfire, we were all just like, Jesus, she nearly fell over. But collectively, our noise attracted all the other parishioners. And we knew this, so we had to act sad. Why we were laughing, so we were, oh, Jesus, his father's dead, he's got no dad. Where's your dad? I don't know. Well, Jody Byrne sprang into action, grabbed all 30 of us by the scruff of the neck and dragged us out of the church. Straight into the car park, onto the bus, slammed the door shut. Jesus, lads, I'm disappointed in you, he said. You've let me down. No respect. Your classmate lost his da. You're in there giggling and laughing. In his haste, he left one of us behind, little Eamon. And in his tirade, Jesus, lads, I can't believe it. On the door of the bus. For Christ's sake, lads, I raised you better than this. I taught you better. I taught you were better people. I'm sick and tired of having to tell you to stop messing. He turned to the door in anger and flung it open. Who's there? He said. And Eamon said, well, it's not Derek's da, is it? Thank you.